Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How you doing, Los Angeles? This is Monique Leray. This is The Startup on LA Talk Radio. I'm coming to you live remotely on this beautiful Sunday from Laguna Beach, a hidden little gym, unless you come here often. It's called The Rooftop Bar, and it's at Casa del Camino Hotel. And this is one of my favorite little spots to come when I'm getting away from it all. And they have an amazing view. You can see Catalina from the rooftop bar and really get yourself a beautiful sunset view. So thank you so much for tuning in. And hopefully you guys had an amazing holiday. Happy belated Hanukkah, happy belated Merry Christmas. And for those of you that celebrate Kwanzaa, happy Kwanzaa to you. So it is already the 29th of December, and I've just been so excited about everything that we've started here on the show this year. We started late. You know, we started at the end of August, early September, and this show was just an idea, a concept that just kind of hit me overnight. So for all the support that we've had and the guests that we have and the startup businesses that we've interviewed, we're super grateful, and we can't wait to go into 2020 with even more exciting ideas, concepts, and startup business owners to interview. So what we want to touch on today are kind of your plans for the new year, the new decade. I mean, we're closing out a decade here, and we're going into a new one. People are saying, you know, the shift of energy for 2020 is going to be great. And I think what not a better time to really get that business idea that you've been thinking about off the ground. So I wanted to actually share a really interesting article with you guys that I actually sent my friend Jennifer. She is a emergency nurse, and so she often keeps different crazy hours, and so do I, being a serial entrepreneur. So I often text her in the middle of the night with funny little news articles. But this one really caught my attention. And for those of you that are near Topeka, Kansas, you can actually get a $15,000 incentive from the Kansas, from Topeka, Kansas. They are offering that for people who want to move there, start businesses there, relocate. So if you are in the Midwest, or if you're looking to go in that direction, maybe this is something for you. I'm going to actually post the link on my Instagram page for you guys. But if you type in Topeka, Kansas, $15,000 incentive, it should pop right up. And I also heard somewhere else they're offering this, which they were looking to diversify the community. So it's kind of interesting that some of these towns are offering that. But I feel like for $15,000, if you're a really, really small startup and you don't have a lot of overhead and you don't mind where you live, you know, you're not particular about where you are, this could be a really great way to get your business off the ground. What do you guys think? Follow us at our Instagram. Our Instagram page is The Startup with Monique Leray, spelled all the way out. And, you know, message us. Let us know what you're thinking. If you guys have show ideas for 2020, we would love to hear what those would be. We're going to be doing some man on the street interviews in this upcoming year, talking to business owners and kind of just getting out there in the public and really just, you know, talking to strangers, which is what I do best. Some of my days in casting, MTV shows and different casting shows, different shows, I had to go up to strangers often to get them to do dating shows, to get them to be a part of casting and production. And so you kind of learn that strangers aren't so scary. So we will be doing some segments that way, and you'll be learning about what your common man on the street is working on, you know, that person that you pass by from Starbucks, or, you know, that's on their way wherever, has a really cool business idea. So stay tuned for that in 2020. That's something that's coming. I have two call-in guests today. I'm really excited to introduce you. They're amazing. They both are launching things from the ground up. We'll get to them very shortly. And Also, if you guys are interested in being on the show, please email, DM me on Instagram, or you can email me directly, thestartupwithmoniquelarey@gmail.com. So yeah, if you are a business owner or soon to be or have a concept and you want to be on the show, you want to be in the studio, we can make that happen for you. If you're in the LA area, if you're in the Southern California area, sometimes I'm in studio, sometimes I'm remote, and sometimes I'm traveling remotely. So you just give us a shout and we will coordinate with you. I'm really looking for unique business models. So people who are just starting up with those, we would love to have you call in and email us and get on the show. All right, so a couple events that are coming up I want to announce for next year, the first few months. The first one is really close to my heart. It has nothing to do with a startup business except for the fact that it's part of my production company. And
you have reached the voicemail box of
Justice for Jackie Film Fundraiser, okay? Justice for Jackie. So this is the film that I've been working on for the last couple of years. And it is really close to my heart, as I said. Justice for Jackie is about a gal who was shot and killed by the Tacoma police. It's not a light subject, you guys. It's not something you want to hear about. But the beautiful thing that comes out of it is that there was a law passed and created to help protect people in the future. And it was 940 by the family and the tribe and the government there in surrounding areas of Tacoma, Washington. They are looking to really better the community and keep people safe, you know, and get the officers home and let them be safe and be with their loved ones. So look out for that on Eventbrite. It's Justice, the number four. And Jackie, our film fundraiser dinner will be January 26th in Tacoma, Washington. And I'm really looking forward to the outcome. We're going to have a red carpet and a dinner and performances, and it's going to be really, really wonderful. And if you guys haven't checked out the sizzle reel yet, you can go to YouTube and type in Justice for Jackie sizzle reel and you will see it there. Hey, I think our caller is here now. Is Dana, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I am really great. I was just telling the listeners about some of the events we have coming up. And ladies and gentlemen, we have Dana Reddick on the line from Fame Diary Boutique. Woohoo!
Hey. Hi, everyone.
Thank you so much for taking time to call in. I know it's the holiday season and you're extremely busy. I saw on Instagram, I was seeing all the orders and the traffic that you've been receiving. How's it going over there?
Oh, everything is going great. Like you said, orders are flowing in. I've gained more customers through my following and emailing, and Fame Diary is just, we're going great. We're doing good. We're ending 2019 with a bang, and we're going to begin 2020 even better. So,
well, that's what I love to hear. And it sounds like you've been teaming up with some people that I know and with us as well. And you've been doing some marketing in the Southern California, Los Angeles, Orange County area. Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing lately marketing wise and where people can find your boutique.
So I have done marketing with some of the ladies from the Orange County Housewives. And you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, you can Google us as well, www.famediaryboutique.com. Subscribe to our email list. Everything, all things famediaryboutique.com, and just Fame Diary Boutique is where you can find us.
So, Dana, when I first met you, I remember you telling us the background story to this business, this brand that you started. Tell everybody how you discovered and created Famed Diary Boutique. And it's quite a unique name. So could you just tell us a little bit about the background?
Sure. So I'm a lover of everything fashion. And for me, it stems from my upbringing. When I was a child, I was one of those childs who mothers took them shopping every Friday. So like,
how
Friday,
fun is that?
And how, you know, in hindsight, because back then, you know, it became fun. However, in the beginning, it was very frustrating because my mother would make me try on every single outfit because, I mean, one, it may not be here if we come back, and I mean, you just want to make sure it fits before we leave. So.
Oh, yes.
just having that experience of going shopping with my mother as a child, like every Friday, that just groomed me. That groomed me to just be a lover of fashion and love everything nice. My dad as well, he loves nice things, to down to the car that he drives, and it just stuck with me through my teenage and adult life. And so now that it's just so accessible, I figured, okay, I love everything fashion. I'm a shopaholic. I have a 9-to-5. However, I'm not a 9-to-5 girl. How can I just still have it all, because I am a shopaholic? And so I just figured, okay, let's just do this and let's just put it out there and to the world, social media. And so I came up with the name Fame Diary, because at first I wanted the name Fashion Diary. Okay.
And just sorry to interrupt, but just for the listeners, Fame Diary, you guys, it's spelled F-A-M-E-D. I'm getting some messages. Yeah, they're getting some messages. They couldn't quite understand it. Fame, like famous, but you're famed, which is kind of a catchy name.
Exactly. Exactly. Fame, like the famed is diary is the true definition of the word famed. Talk about by many, renowned. And then a diary, that is a book where we just keep, you know, all of our daily experiences, records. And so I just put those two together to create Fame Diary Boutique, because I want the ladies to feel renowned, and then of course I want everyone to talk about it and know about it.
Well, that's a smart way to just put everything together. And I think, you know, you were saying that you were trying to go for another original name. What happened with that one?
Well, it was already taken. That was Fashion Diary, and that name was already taken. But Diary just stuck with me because, we just record everything in our diary. But our diary is now pretty much our cell phone and any electronic device, okay? And so then now that's where all our selfies are that we take for when we look good, feel good, and all the events that we've gone to. So
yes.
I just did some research and said, okay, I'm keeping diary. What can I put with diary? What can I put with diary? So I came across Fame, then I was like, okay, that's perfect. You put the two together, perfect. It's his name in itself. So.
Well, it's unforgettable, and I think it's unique and kind of genius. So we're excited about it. Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
So you're absolutely welcome. Now tell everybody where you're born and raised and where the company is actually based out of.
St. Louis, Missouri. I am born and raised out of St. Louis, Missouri, and Fame Diary Boutique is online, based out of St. Louis, Missouri, so Midwest.
Beautiful.
Nelly, you know, a lot of people know about Nelly, so he's a St.
Yeah.
Louis. Yeah. So,
yes.
That's where
lots of talent.
Yes.
Well, there's a lot of talent, and I told my listeners a few weeks ago, I'm getting so many calls and connects from Missouri, and so much interest coming out of that area that you can't deny it. I don't know what's in the water over there. I mean, I watched the Ozarks,
yeah.
But damn, what are you guys doing over there? Is it in the barbecue sauce?
Right, exactly. I don't know because we're central. I don't know, but a lot of people gravitate to us. They really do, and I appreciate that.
So tell me how it was. Okay, let's get down to the brass tacks for this business, because, you know, it's the end of the year. Everyone is kind of, you know, cutting their old and bringing in their new. I mean, I turned over my home office. I completely changed the whole vibe, tried to feng shui it, you know, getting the good energy in and bad energy out. Trying to set it up for 2020. Cleaned off my calendars. Tell everybody, if you can, share a little gem. Like in Missouri, if someone were to be in that area and they have a startup business that they want to incorporate or, you know, get going, can you give us an insight of how much you probably spent just to get it off the ground?
Okay, well, my number will be different from everyone else's, of course, because it just depends on where you're at and where you're trying to go.
Sure.
But then also with the good thing of having social media and then networking and finding like-minded people, I was, and then Missouri, you also have grants. You also have grants that you don't necessarily have to pay back.
So well, that's good to know.
If you're in Missouri and you're Midwest, just to start it up and to get it off the ground, I would say the perfect time would be like now. Whatever savings that you may have, if you can go with that. If not, and if you are someone who gets a tax return, when that's where, if you live Midwest or not, I would use some of that, some of your income tax money, your tax return money, to invest in yourself, to invest in your business. And if you can't do that, then I would say just to start, just to get it going, you can do that with $500 to $1,000, just to get it started, get it going, and then that will take you to the next level of business and take you first.
I really love that you say that, because it's true. Tax income time is coming, and we really want to maximize what we have. You know, instead of getting another outfit or getting another meal, you can do those things whenever you, but if you just take the little bit of money and leverage it up, you know, challenge yourself. And I love what you're saying, that there are grants. Yeah, there's grants in every state. Now, Missouri, you know, and I'll have to look into it, but as far as you doing like an LLC there, I know that in California, it's $800 a year just for the pleasure, as they put it, to have an LLC in California. And, you know, I know that each state's different. Did you do LLC or DBA, or how did you, do you mind if I ask how you formed your company?
Oh, sure. Not at all. So I did LLC. And
okay, great.
In the beginning, I Googled, you know, we try to Google everything. And it's a good thing that Google is there. Sometimes you may need to go a step further than Google, because I tried with a legal company and that was not successful. They failed me. They took my funds, and in order for me to even get a return of that, I would have to hire my own lawyer and so on and so forth. So
that sounds like a nightmare.
It really was. And so from that, I learned that all I had to do was contact my Secretary of State. And I could either go down to the Secretary of State office and have them legalize and do the LLC for me, or I can still do it online myself for $150. Whereas if I take it to the, if I go into the office, it was $200. So just a $50 difference. So if you're comfortable with, you know, doing it on your own online, it's a $50 difference. You can go right ahead. They will mail you your LLC. However, it will also only be in black and white. You know, I'm a fancy. I love fashion. She told me that I can also have it. She said I can have mine in black and white and in color. So, I mean, why not have both? And then also, this is my first time. I want to make sure I do it correct. So let me just have a professional. The Secretary of State. Let me be there and have her walk me through the steps and you know, do it for me, and I know that it's done correctly. And so that's what I did. I went to my Secretary of State, in which wherever you live, go to your Secretary of State to get your LLC, if that's what you want to do. Even if you want to do a DBA, you can go to a bank and or your Secretary of State.
I love this little gem that you're dropping to the listeners. It's like you've got the golden ticket on Willy Wonka. You've just cut their savings down, you know, from, you know, 500 and up to 150 if you're willing to do it yourself. And that's the key. I mean, you got to really dot your I's and cross your T's if you do it yourself, because you'll wind up paying double or triple if you do it again and again. So,
starting back to square one.
So be careful. And if you have that friend that is a teacher or someone that is a grammar aficionado, then they can help you. And if you've got some time, if you save some money doing it yourself if you do it right. That's what it sounds like you're saying.
Correct. Well, let me just add another way to that will help as far as starting up your business is going to like your local pop-up shops, because just getting that exposure, you'll gain so much just from that exposure. And I mean, that's what we need. That's what you have to have. That will help so much.
Tell us a little bit about that for you. What was your takeaway?
My takeaway was the knowledge and then just the exposure in itself. And just because it's networking, so it's word of mouth, but then also now we have social media, so it's just the exposure is just spread so much wider going to pop-up events. When you do the pop-up shops, you spread yourself a lot wider when you do that. And so I would think that would be a good thing to do.
It's a really good point. I love that the pop-up shops are like non-committal. You're not getting a brick and mortar space. You're still a startup company. So you're not putting a monthly lease on your belt. But what you are doing is you're testing your market. You hardly have any overhead. Let's say the event fee is $500 for the day or $200. You charge that to your marketing budget and you write that off. But you can sell on site and you can gain customers, contacts, emails, and photo assets that you can use on all your social media platforms. So it's a win-win-win.
Exactly. Models, et cetera, you know, because...
Models, et cetera.
Your shoppers, you see a cute girl, and it's like, oh, you'll be perfect. You'll be perfect for this. Would you mind being my model? I mean, it's just so much. And then also, you're there with other vendors. So, you know, what I may not have, okay, well, she has, he has, you know. So it's just a great networking space where everyone gets exposure, and that's exactly what you need, and that's exactly what you should want.
So, you know, as you're raising this point, and we're going to get deeper into your Fame Diary Boutique collection and your vision for 2020, but as you're touching on this, for the listeners, and you know, this is a really important thing, and a lot of people don't think about it as they're building up. When you gather email data and you gather names and phone numbers, you can put that in a database on your computer. And as you know, those email platforms like MailChimp and Constant Contact, which I always plug, which I wish you guys would call me, I love you guys, but you can use those. And you can put that email data in there. And then when you're ready to launch an online campaign that says, hey, thanks for coming to the event, you can constantly, you get those, don't you, Dana, where you get the emails
Correct.
And they're constantly
yes.
giving you promo
yes.
codes? Why
yes,
not do
my
that
My platform
for your
is on Shopify. My platform is on Shopify. And so that feature is definitely offered. And yes.
That's smart to do that. So
because
you guys,
also,
as you... Go ahead, Dana.
I was just going to say because also that's where you'll find your sales, because not everyone is on social media. Not everyone is on social media at the same time. It's vice versa. Not everyone checks their email. So for the ones that do, for the ones that don't, you have that.
That's really
there.
Good.
That's
a good avenue. I have to explore Etsy a little bit more and Shopify. I do have an Etsy store, but I don't really pay attention to it. So I need to get more hands-on in that, and Shopify as well. I have Spotify, but that's a different story. So anyway, so tell us more about Fame Diary Boutique's 2020 vision. Are you doing any fashion shows? Are you doing any more Hollywood events? Are you going to New York? What are you doing? We're excited.
Oh, so everything you said is it's on the list. You know, it's not checked off yet, but it's definitely on the list. I would definitely love to. However, I am going to do more pop up shops. I do have an upcoming collaboration with a magazine where I'll be featured and have an article in there.
Wow, congratulations. That's huge.
Thank you. Two
yes.
magazines, actually. I'm sorry. And
wow.
So Fame Diary Boutique for 2020, we're just going in where we want to double up on everything associated with the brand and just remain a profitable business.
Yes.
More collaborations, partnerships with other brands.
Yes.
I really appreciate the Orange County Housewives. I need to make my trip out there because I gained a lot from that.
Oh, well, we love to hear that. I know that Lynn Curtin and Peggy Tenhouse are big fans of some of your products. And I think you had some some sunglasses and some shirts. Correct. Can you tell the listeners what exactly they were wearing? And they could go to our Instagram to see what they were wearing of yours.
So they were wearing red fashion frames, which are sunny sunglasses. And we have the purple and yellow and pink and red. It's just a vintage retro fashion frame type sunglasses. And
I love those.
Yeah, that was one of our best sellers. And then you love our Viviana scarf satin print designer dress. And you can wear that dress or top. That was another item that was featured. So those were one of our two top bestsellers, and they're making a comeback for 2019.
I love it. That's great. So that was 2019's hottest item because the housewives wore them. And I think that dress and shirt, well, it's a shirt dress, but it was kind of mistaken as Versace when I wore it. One of the gals thought it was Versace.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay. I like that. That's all right.
I like that too.
I like that because that's the idea, to dress like you're already famous. You know, you can look fashionable and you can be stylish on a budget. So thank you, because we definitely consider the quality in our items. So not only does it look Versace, it's also going to feel like Versace, and you're going to wear it like Versace.
Well, I felt like a million bucks in Fame Diary. And Fame Boutique Diary is available online, you guys, so you have to check her out. I think the first quarter is going to be really great. Her glasses make a great gift for Valentine's Day. They make a great gift for the new year. And if you're skiing, I mean, I use ski goggles, but I think that your sunglasses would be great for skiing as well.
Mm-hmm. They're definitely year-round. They're all year-round wear. And Fame Diary Boutique, all of our products are currently 40% off.
Wow.
The entire website is currently marked down. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So all right, you guys.
Of that 40% off sale, I mean, you can't go wrong. And you can mix and match our items to any wardrobe, or, you know, our wardrobe fits everyone.
That sounds amazing. 40% off, listeners. Get your last minute belated Christmas gifts, belated Hanukkah gifts, belated Kwanzaa gifts, birthday gifts, and your early Valentine's Day gifts on her website. Also, I think I would like to just kind of end your segment with you just telling us some inspirational notes for that entrepreneur out there that wants to give up, that has, they're down to their last $100 or less, and they're stressed the hell out. They've got to pay multiple people, and they don't know what to do. Can you give them a little piece of advice or inspiration?
Sure. I would say I definitely understand, and I honestly know how you feel. I definitely understand that feeling, and to understand that is one of the feelings of an entrepreneur. If this is your passion, do not give up. Follow three solid mentors, one for inspiration, one for knowledge, one for fashion, in any order, however you want to do it. Because when you're feeling down and you're still on social media, you want to scroll in. You want to get an inbox for some inspiration. And I can feel their energy on social media. And it's been many times where I've even wanted to give up, because it is frustrating, but it's a passion of mine, one. And then I love when I get that inbox that's saying that they love my, like, they love my boutique, they love my items. Understand that that's a part of it. You can feel it, but just gonna stay in it and just try and figure out a way to make a difference. Try and figure out a way. Okay, well, that didn't work. So what can I do to make this
That's beautiful. I love that. I love how you say have three different types of mentors or people that you look to for different things. It's true. You can't get everything from everybody or just one place. And you can tap in and tap out. And, you know, you don't eat the whole pizza. I mean, most people don't usually. You eat a slice. Right. So same with business. You know, take it slice by slice or piece by piece. So I love what you're saying. So thank you so much, Dana, for spending so much time with us today. And you guys, check Dana out again at Famed Diary Boutique on Instagram. You're on Instagram, Twitter, everything, right?
Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, happy 2019. I'm excited to see what you do next year. And thank you again for calling in.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much. And I look forward to thank you.
You're welcome. All right, you guys, that was amazing. I love Dana. She's super, super positive. And her fashions kind of resemble that. They kind of reflect the person behind the brand. And I think that that's really important. We're going to have another caller here in a few minutes. But while we're doing that, I want to talk to you guys about content building. So, how I touched on with the email building and gathering data when you do pop-up events or just social events, I think it's really important to also be building your content as you go along. So if you don't have everything, you know, if you don't have all the money or all the means to get it together, just start off small. Start your brand off with, you know, just your website or your Instagram. Start off with building content that people can rely on every day, every week, and you'll just start putting out new content as you go. I'll give you an example. I have a platform called Host at Home, and it's part of my wine brand that I'm building for the wine caterers. And so every day on Facebook, what I do is I post a wine fact or a wine notation on Facebook and on Twitter. Okay, Instagram's a little harder to do that, but you can put photos. So every day, my followers and people who are signed up to that group get a new piece of information when it comes to the wine industry. So that's a really good thing to do, because what you're doing is a couple things. The first thing you're doing is you're building your audience. People can depend on some new information. You're educating them on wine, and they can always look forward to it. The second thing you're doing is you're building up your algorithm. And I know that's a weird word to a lot of people because they don't quite understand it. And it's hard to pin down, but just think of it as a frequency. So as frequent as you work out, you get results in your health. So as frequent as you post, you get results in your brand. So the more frequent you do that, the algorithm gets stronger and the presence of your brand is more apparent. So that's kind of what I kind of add as, you know, a way to look at an algorithm. Okay, so that is what I want to share with you on content. Also, the last note there is, if you can't afford a website domain every month or every quarter or every year, because those things can add up, just build out your Instagram page. Use that. You don't have to go all ballered out. What I started doing, because I had multiple businesses that I want to do, and I have more domains I want to purchase, I just purchased the domain names, and then I build up the website once I get some funds that and some energy that's coming towards that brand. So it's a step-by-step thing. Take a little bite of the sandwich, take a little slice of the pizza, and build your brand. So hopefully my next caller will be on the line. As you guys can hear in the background, it's getting a little loud. I am still at the rooftop bar in Laguna Beach, but it's one of my favorite hangouts, and it's decorated beautifully for Christmas and for the holiday season. So it's a great place to be, and the energy is great. So if you're ever in the area, please stop by. The staff is friendly. The sangria is amazing. They have live music that is walking in the door now to set up. So we're going to wrap it up really soon. But I have to give a shout out to everyone that supported us this year. And it looks like maybe I have Laquita, are you on the line? Well, while we wait for her, I want to give a shout out to all the sponsors. Michael Solberg Family Wines, Leah Solberg and Family. Thank you so much for your undying support and love to my brands, to the events we've done together. You guys have to check her wine out. Been featured on Saturday Night Live, at the Emmys this year, at the Oscar Gifting Suite. She's been everywhere, all over Hollywood. She's not going to stop. Next year is going to be amazing. And guess what, you guys? We do have Laquinta Benton on the line. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Thank you so much for joining us. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you okay. It's kind of in.
Okay. I'm live from Laguna, Laquinta, so it's a little loud, but we're here. How's everything going with you? Well, will you tell the listeners a little bit about your brand? Yes, go ahead.
I didn't quite.
Laquinta, are you on?
Yes, I'm here, but I didn't hear the question.
Oh, okay. Can you tell us a little bit about your brand?
Okay, so two different businesses that I have going. One is a nonprofit organization, Ubuntu Harambe Incorporated.
That is
a nonprofit organization, and what we're doing is trying to provide educational and financial resources to our community. The other brand is the Bradley Teas and Things.
And yes.
We are launching, top of next year, preferably, we'll be launching our T-shirt line. And that T-shirt line is pretty much, want you to feel empowered when you put on our T-shirt, feel beautiful, feel handsome. And so that's what we're focusing on with powerful and empowering quotes for our T-shirt brand.
Well, both of those things are really exciting, and I'm happy to be on the forefront of you launching your new brand. And can you tell us a little bit about Ubuntu? And I know I'm saying it right, and I'm butchering it, so please tell us how to pronounce it.
So it's Ubuntu.
And Ubuntu.
Ubuntu. Ubuntu is a South African terminology. It is. It means I am because we are. It is the idea to share and connect all of humanity. And that is basically the message that we want to send within Ubuntu, is that we are about empowering individuals so these individuals can therefore empower communities.
Ubuntu is right on time. We definitely need more love and encouragement and empowerment in the community these days. I definitely believe that.
Thank you.
Yeah, so tell us, as far as Bradley Teas and Things, what message are you doing with that? Sure. The Bradley Teas and Things. I know you said that you want it to be empowering when people put on the shirt. Could you tell us more about that?
So what I mean by that is we have quotes like we have quotes that say certain things like strengthen your circle. We want to make sure that we're encouraging people to be aware of who they include in their circle. Reality. In a certain way, but you don't have to believe what they say.
I love it.
We also have a t-shirt that says, what is it about my beauty, my genius that intimidates you? So just a different quote that I've been coming up with for a while now. And the oldest one I think I came up with is bitch. this quote is about, I guess about 30 years old or something. I came up with that because we were called, it's like, you know, that's the first thing that a guy calls you when you get called out of your name. And I did this back in high school. And so the acronym stands for, it says, if you're calling me a bitch, you better mean beautiful, intelligent, tenacious, charismatic human being.
That's so what I thought it meant. Yeah. That's
so
wonderful.
Just different, so just different quotes that preferably will speak to people and empower them to be who they are.
So it sounds like it's a very empowering brand. And what do people need to know about the brand's future? I know that it's the end of 2019 and everyone's taking inventory and pushing towards next year. What do we need to know about what's coming next with your brand?
So basically, I'm hoping to have a launch party top of spring. So I'm trying to work on that right now. I got somebody working on my designs and trying to get them trying to get my designs copyright.
Okay,
and,
great.
And trying to find out or partner with different businesses so that I can get my t-shirts there. So like I said, we're in the beginning stages, like really smack dab in the beginning stages, trying to get things going. And I'm learning as I'm going.
Isn't that the fun of it? That's why this is called the startup and not the experts. We're all trying to figure it out, you know? And I think that it's really encouraging that you want to put such a positive brand out there. It just blow up in the next few years. And how can people find you and Bradley's Teas and Peas and you do? How can you be into? Excuse me. How can we find the brands?
Okay, so you can find me on Instagram at Bradley Teas, and for Ubuntu, you can find us at Ubuntu. That's U B as in boy, U N T U Harambe, H A R A M B E E. So at Ubuntu Harambe on Instagram, and I'm also at Ubuntu Harambe on Facebook.
Well, I love that. And so I think, you know, we're going to be seeing some amazing things coming out. I definitely want the bitch t-shirt, so I'm going to be hollering at you about that one. And okay. You guys, if you want to, where are you exactly? What city and state are you in?
So I'm right outside of Atlanta. I'm in Griffin, Georgia.
Nice. Okay,
and
good.
You can also
so we've got something else.
I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
I was about to say you can also check us out at Ubuntu, U-B-U-N-T-U, the number 4, me.org. So that's Ubuntu4me.org.
Well, I'm sure that this is just going to absolutely blow up in the next year. If you're spreading positivity and unity and support, you guys, if you're looking for something to invest in, something positive, contact your girl, La Quinta. I'm sure you guys can collaborate or donate or look into her brand, something trying to spread some positivity in the community. I think it's a beautiful thing. And I think we're going to see you out west really soon, right? We've got to partner on some things. I hope so.
Yes, hopefully, yes. Look forward to it.
Well, wonderful. Well, thank you so much, and have a beautiful new year, and thank you for spending time with us today. And for all the listeners, I want to say thank you to everybody that helped contribute the Startup with Monique Leray. Contribute to the Startup with Monique Leray. You'll have to excuse me, guys. I'm a little tired. It's the end of the year, right? I had to push through today. I really wanted to get this show together, but thank you so much for everybody that's been contributing to the show and all the sponsors and everybody. Again, for the upcoming events, we've also got the Oscar Gifting Suite, Celebrity Gifting Suite. If you are a brand and you want a little bit of star exposure, a little bit of, shine, and your budget is, is reasonable, give us a shout. You can go ahead and message me at the Startup with Monique Leray, L-O-R-E, at gmail.com. You can also reach me on Instagram at Monique Leray Stinson, M-O-N-I-Q-U-E-L-O-R-E-S-T-I-N-S-O-N. And you can find me there if you have a brand to be featured at the Oscars Celebrity Suite Wine and Wellness Bag. So it's going to be 2 days before the actual Oscars, which is exciting. So around it, we have a couple gifting suites that a lot of celebrities come and get free things and exchange their photos and their testimonials for the brands that they sample. And it's an exciting time. So if you guys want to feature your brand, give us a shout. Also, February 15th, we're going to be doing a Valentine Rewind with Lynn Curtin from The Real Housewives of Orange County. She's my buddy. She's really cool. And she's got some amazing jewelry that she'll be featuring. So it'll be a red carpet event. And if you have a brand that you want to be featured with us, give us a shout as well. So again, you can reach me on Instagram, the Startup with Monique Leray at gmail.com. And thanks everybody for an amazing 2019. What will you start up next year? We'll see you in 2020.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.